relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
1984, I decided to register as a Democrat. I was a Christian, member of the Roman Catholic Church, and I was proud of that, and I was pro-life. 2016, I decided to run for the legislature. Christian, member of the Roman Catholic Church, pro-life, pro-union, pro-Second Amendment. Wanted to see how we could grow our state and reduce property taxes at the same time. All those things you talk door to door that you believe in. As the process we've gone through down here as senators, I've tried to stick with those principles. That has not changed for me. I asked the Democratic Party, Douglas County, to respect that I'm pro-life, that I'm a member of the Roman Catholic Church. And my beliefs are based on that. Douglas County Democrats, instead of respecting it, they decided to punish it. They said you cannot participate, you can't be a delegate. We're not going to share our party resources. I continue to vote pro-life. State Democratic Party decided to censure me. I continue to vote pro-life. This is not an easy decision. After 40 years of being a registered Democrat, having your grandfather tell you when you're 10 years old, what are we? We're Irish, we're Catholic, and we're Democrats. That kind of stuck with me. And we had many discussions after that, that a lot of things he tried to teach me didn't stick. But.
We're Irish, we're Catholic, and we're Democrats. Not anymore, he's not. Nebraska State Senator Mike McDonald becoming a registered Republican. My, oh my. And it will reverberate through the state. Eric will explain that to us later because lots of interesting things happening in Nebraska. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and it's great to be back in the chair. Sorry I had to go to Mar-a-Lago yesterday, but it was absolutely fabulous. I've been there several times. This was the biggest event of its kind. We had 800 people around the pool, 800 listening to the president, and then 800 people squished into the ballroom for the one and only Tom Homan's launch gala for his Border 911 organization. An organization that will take the message of what Biden has wrought to this nation across the republic, and to convince those who maybe don't get it yet that irrespective of your political party, we are facing a catastrophe and it must stop. and that we need a border. Tom Homan, of course, President Trump's director of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also members of his new organization, the great Mark Morgan, President Trump's commissioner for Customs and Border Patrol, Border Protection, and the great Sarah Carter, others as well, who understand the threat to Republic. Do we have some photographs of... Here we go. There we go. Sarah Carter with the president. Let's keep going down the line so those watching us can... Oh, there's me with the boss. He was on great form. Got to chat with him and privately with Tom, Vivek Ramaswamy and Kash Patel and the crowd. Oh my gosh, Bernie Kerik. How can I forget Bernie Kerik and Kash Patel? Gave an incredible set of speeches in the ballroom. If you want people in the trenches next to you, I could think of none better than Tom Homan, Bernie Kerik, Kash Patel. And then I think we've got, there we go, the panoramic view of the president addressing the multitude outside by the swimming pool. Oh, and I got to deliver Katie's brand new book, Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, into the hands of President Trump. A superb evening was had by all. I'll give you more details. We're waiting for the video of the president's address. We'll share that with you as soon as we have it. But I want to thank Bob France. How did Bob do yesterday, Eric? Did he acquit himself admirably as our guest host?
He did a fantastic job, as always, as a radio professional.
Yeah, he is one of our favorites. We have so many amazing guest hosts, but our go-to guy out of Cleveland, Bob France. I did tune in a little bit. I had some time to tune in, and it was absolutely superlative. All right, let's get to the story of the day. Are you ready for war? So you may be familiar with my background that before I did counterterrorism, I did NATO issues. I was actually hired by the Hungarian Ministry of Defense in 1993 to assist in that former Warsaw Pact country, leaving behind the trappings of communism and joining the West once more and becoming a member of NATO, which we actually achieved just a few years later. Amazing achievement of the conservative regime. And 1999, Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic joined NATO as its first new members in decades. And that expansion of NATO is predicated on a couple of conditions. It's very simple, incredibly simple. In fact, the founding charter of NATO, unlike most other international organizations that have binders full of charters, is a document of a page and a half, 14 paragraphs, the Washington Treaty of April 1949. And it states that this is a club of nations that come together to protect each other under the principle of collective defense. Like, you know, the Three Musketeers. Do you remember them? What is the... Let's check the literary credentials of our team. Alex. Are you familiar with Alex Dumas and the Three or Four Musketeers? Are you familiar with that story? Do you know what the motto of the King's Musketeers is?
All for one, one for all.
Hell, whoa! And we didn't even... He was sweating there. I could tell. What is Gorka going to do live in front of me? And I had faith, because I have faith in my team. And he got it. He nailed it first time. One for all and all for one. Which is really NATO. Because Article 5 says, an attack on one nation is an attack on all nations, which binds us together. If Russia had invaded, if the Soviet Union had invaded West Germany, Portugal, America, the UK, France would have been required to respond. I mean, truly, it could have been called NATO or the, you know, the Musketeers Alliance. And in that founding document, it says any nation of this region can be a member, but only if they satisfy two conditions. Number one, they must be functioning democracies, because it's a community of democracies. And number two, that nation must be able to contribute meaningfully to the collective defense of the whole alliance. You can't be a freeloader. You can't have, you know, be the Vatican State with, you know, three Swiss guards and a couple of halberds. You got to have a defense force that can meaningfully contribute. Ukraine is not a functioning democracy. and it can't meaningfully contribute to the collective defense. It's barely surviving the onslaught of the Russian Federation, led by that cold stone killer, Vladimir Putin. And despite that, the American Secretary of State just said the following. Cut one, Antony Blinken.
We also held our second NATO-Ukraine Council. We reaffirmed that Ukraine's future is in NATO. Our goal now is to create a bridge to Ukraine's full membership, offering additional support and greater cooperation as Ukraine makes the reforms necessary to join the alliance.
Don't get me wrong. I want Ukraine to kill every Russian that crosses onto their sovereign territory. But promising membership of NATO to the Ukraine is sheer insanity and invites a shooting war between America and Russia, two nuclear-tipped nations.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Not our usual happy Friday opening, but hey, geopolitics, it is a cold mistress. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Make sure you follow us on the podcast platform of your choice. We're making movies great again with a Cold War classic, Rocky IV. Don't miss it. Subscribe today. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Louder, louder, louder. It's the Eurythmics. Come on. It's Friday. Gotta have fun on Friday. Annie Lennox, she was trained as a classical opera singer. Are we surprised? I don't think so. Welcome back. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Dr. G. Mark II, what does that even mean? Well, it means the new and improved, or rather, the old and svelte. What do I mean by that? Thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at my PhD weight loss, after 20 years of struggling with it, I finally lost the weight and kept it off. 42 pounds! Katie lost 36. My colleague Mike Gallagher, 53 pounds! You add that all up, that's more than a Lauren Boebert. No scary injections, no pills to pop, just a system that lets you eat 5 times a day and burns the fat. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I haven't been that since I'm in my 20s. And it feels amazing. Find out for yourself. Call them right now. 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Just the before and after pictures will shock you, especially mine. Go check it out in the break. Not now. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. 864-644-1900. Forgot to mention it at the top of the show. What are you doing this July 4th? If you want to have some real fun with hundreds of patriots and hang out with me, smoke cigars on the poop deck. It's a thing. Join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise. It's going to be amazing. The waterways, traveling on a 5-star cruise liner to the most beautiful state of the Union, especially if you missed our trip to Israel. Join us. Already almost 400 cabins booked. Don't miss this opportunity. SebGorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. All right, it's a big day for numbers. I'm not a numbers guy, but when I need to talk numbers, I talk to the man who knows, the pollster that we trust. He's got a great nom de guerre, nom de plume. You choose. He's the people's pundit. From big data polling, Rich Barris, happy Friday.
It is a good one, too, isn't it? Thanks for having me, as always, Dr. Gorka.
We had so many stories in our rundown that Eric gave me to discuss, and then you sent us a couple of those as well. So let me read the ones that are in front of me. Nevada, Senate map becomes more dangerous for Democrats as Nevada turns into a toss-up state. Wall Street Journal, new battleground poll has very bad news for Biden. And then this one, which is like, I can't even credit this. I was with President Trump yesterday and he was in a good mood. Maybe it's because of this. Marist poll, this is from Breitbart. Independence swing, wait for it. Sit down, guys, sit down. Independence swing 28 points towards Donald Trump in the last 4 years. Rich, I feel like I can't trust this stuff. It's just too good. You're the man who knows, so walk us through it.
You know, it's interesting you said that because we have been uncomfortable with some of the leads that we saw have been seeing in some of these states. So we have been doing different ballot scenarios. We have Trump versus Biden with a generic someone else on the ballot, Trump versus Biden with Kennedy and a generic someone else, and then the whole shebang, West, Stein, right? And then we just decided also to make – we've been doing it, but to make it more public and show a lot more detail with just Trump and Biden and if it was an A, B, one of the other tests, because I did expect some of these polls to close. And when we did do that, what we saw is it does get tighter, but the former president is above 50% in the battleground states I just sent you. That has never happened in our polling. So he's not only ahead, but he's above 50 in both Michigan and Pennsylvania. When you lean people and you say, you know, if you had to decide today, if we had to like twist your elbow, who would you vote for? Who are you leaning to? And that's the number we're getting. So again, we've always leaned people when we get to a certain point in the election, but you know, former President Trump never got to these numbers, Dr. Gorka. And there are some other polls out there that are showing something else. I would just say, you know, you take everything with a grain of salt, but overall, you got to be, if you had to choose, you would rather be Donald Trump right now.
I like that. That kind of gives us the common sense answer. Okay, so let's break it down, because this is, again, caution, caution, caution. Who was it who said it? Was it Mark Twain? There's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
If
you would know, if 50% of this is true, what is the driving force? What's the conveyor belt? And I'm not looking for univalent answers. I understand it's not, oh, it's taxation. Oh, it's inflation. Oh, it's the border. But especially when it comes to demographic shifts or new areas, new geographic areas that are giving us surprising results. Are you seeing any explicatory trend lines?
Yeah, and you're not getting out of the park today with these questions. I think we could do a whole show or a whole hour on why I think some of these trends are going on. And I think part of it is Donald Trump is a unique candidate.
Yeah.
Republicans are not very relatable. Donald Trump has become relatable. And that is a big part of this. Second one is that he has a record and now voters, non-white voters included, young voters included, are looking at Biden's presidency versus Trump's presidency. And that's a very stark compare and contrast. And then the third part of this, I think, is that a very simple rule I tell people all the time, nothing stays the same forever. If you thought black voters were going to be monolithic for Democrats forever, well, then I have a story to tell you. It's the pre-civil rights era story where they weren't at all Democratic. Hispanics were not always voting for Democrats at the margins that we saw them do under the Obama era. That was because of the Great Recession. Trump is different now. I mean, and then there are generational changes that are going on. And I think the fog of the civil rights era is beginning to lift and they were doing better under Donald Trump.
Yes.
And that's why Democrats constantly try to drum up these racial tensions and these events, because they're trying to keep the memory of the civil rights era fresh, because once that fades, and it is fading, as older black Democrats who are the most loyal to the Democratic Party, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be cruel here. I'm simply, it's just
it's the reality. If you're a 28-year-old guy who had it good under President Trump as a black American, Selma is not going to be resonating in your memory, but the fact that you could actually afford a tank of gas is going to be, you know, the thing that, that informs your decisions. And one more thing, and you're the expert, but as the layman, I think you said he's a unique candidate, and that's what we're going to title this segment. He's incredibly unique because he has all the advantages of quasi-incumbency because he's been the president before, but he's not the incumbent, so he has none of the disadvantages that you can say this crappy situation we're in now is his fault, because it's not. So it's this absolutely unique, perfect storm for Biden that Donald Trump, President Trump, brings to the table. All right, guys, peoplespundit.locals.com, peoplespundit.locals.com. We're not letting him go anywhere. And follow him on Twitter at peoples_pundit. And while you're there, it's not just the founder and director of Big Data Poll. Give us a little bit of love. Give us a follow on social media. Seb Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, on all the usual platforms, including Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler Getter. Don't forget, you can watch the show. It's cool. We're not just radio, we're TV as well. Download the Salem News Channel app or check us out on your Roku, your Fire Stick device. And I've got a brand new article going up as soon as I'm out of the studio. I've got this radio show to do. SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com.
And before anyone tells us that we don't deserve to be alive because our country's committing war crimes, we just want to remind you that taking civilians hostage is a war crime.
People seem to be forgetting
that. Yeah! Okay. Also, taking responsibility for accidentally killing people in an incidental airstrike is the bare minimum.
It's pretty expected. It's pretty important.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is?
What's the difference?
Another organization can't ever seem to say sorry anytime they kill civilians.
Actually, in fact, they said they'd like to do it again and again and again.
It's almost like it's in their charter.
Crazy.
Crazy. Shabbat shalom. We'll just keep living, though, Biden.
Oh, yes.
I love that at the end. There's two pretty girls on the streets of Jerusalem or Tel Aviv saying, yeah, we'll just keep on living, Biden. Sod you. We don't care that you're going to lecture us about war crimes because, you know, killing civilians at a concert, that's a war crime. And that's what the other side says they want to do more of. Not accidentally, they want to do more of. I just found that on the way home from Mar-a-Lago on the plane today. Golda Daphne on Instagram. Absolutely superb. I'm going to be reposting it on all of my platforms. If you enjoy the show, support Mike Lindell because he supports us. Buy American. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. He's got literally hundreds of items on his webpage, not just the MyPillow. Check it out today for your four-legged friend. Get them a MyPillow pet bed. For your feet, get these sheepskin-lined slippers, mattresses, pillows, pajamas. Check them out. Made in America. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off and free shipping if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. You will not get a deal like that anywhere else. Okay, let's go a little bit. It's not off tangent because it's still about the elections and data. But Rich, you know why I like you? Because you've got what down south is called cojones, because you don't care. You call out when somebody is BSing, even if they may be on the good guy side, you call them out. There's this account called, what is it? End Wokeness, Eric. And what did they post? What did End Wokeness? End Wokeness tried to scare everybody and say, oh my gosh, the number of voters registering without an ID is skyrocketing in Texas, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona. And that means all the illegals are voting. You pointed out what about this scare tactic, Rich?
You know, first of all, the reason I do that too, and everyone should do it, is because the problem with when something is not accurate is that the media is going to pounce on it. Everyone's going to pounce on it. And then when someone has a real whistle to blow, you all get painted with the same brush. And that's how they're able to dismiss legitimate concerns. And I just have to say in disclosure here, after the fact, they did contact me and say, hey, look, I'm legitimately interested. Can you tell me, you know, more about this? I just wish they would have done that before.
Yeah.
Right. And I think
but good for them.
Good for them. Absolutely. I just wanted to give them, you know, a little bit of a kudos because they look like, oh, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. That's rare today. And that should be at least given some credit. But the bottom line is people didn't understand what the definition of transaction means. And listen, both parties have access to this data. They track it monthly. If those numbers were real, people would have been blowing up on the right already. There are smart enough people to have seen it. We have a national voter file database with every state. It's updated biweekly in some states and monthly and most others.
So walk us through how we should handle.
It's not a new,
How should we handle this data about voter IDs, no IDs? What's the right way to understand it?
Well, this is why there is a half a point here. This is why verification procedures are so important, because a transaction was mistaken to mean that it's a new registration and a new sign up, and that's really not the case. There are multiple reasons why there can be a transaction signal logged, but it doesn't mean it's new and it's not there. So immediately all I did was open up my database and look at it, and the numbers are just not. It took me 2 seconds to run a query, and it wasn't there. So looking at what is happening here, people do have to understand the voter files. I call them dirty. They're dirty, Dr. Gorka. They're not very well maintained. That is why the verification procedures are so important. But this was specific to federal-only registrations, which, again, targeting Maricopa County was one of the main critics of it. I mean, folks, my God, it's 60% of the vote statewide. You don't think anyone would have noticed this? There is a lot of crap on the voter rolls, but that's why verification procedures are so important.
We're out of time with Rich Barris. Give us one state that has impressed you with cleaning up voter rolls. Is there anyone who's done a good job?
Yeah, actually, I can give you two. And North Carolina is the more recent one. Mm-hmm. Florida has been. I believe Florida is the gold standard for election integrity. It's not just for how they've maintained. I could always complain about that. I always can, because you know the state just lags. They're just way behind.
Because it's a constant effort. You don't just fix it once. It's got to be it's got to be scraped continuously. I think he said he wants to come back and we could talk for a whole hour about these things. I like that idea. In the meantime, peoplespundit.locals.com, the director, the founder of Big Data Poll, and follow him at peoples_pundit. Have a great weekend, my friend, you and your bride. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios. PhD, it works, it's real, and it doesn't involve needles. No scary injections, just 5 meals a day. Yeah, you've got your regular meals, and then these wicked snacks in between the meals that just give you a protein boost, and it helps you burn the fat off. I lost 42 pounds. My colleague Mike Gallagher lost 53 and kept it off. Now Dennis Prager is on the program. Why? Because it's real. Find out for yourself. Call Dr. Ashley Lucas's amazing team on 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you've been struggling, if you've been failing, always putting the weight back on, check out the before and after pictures. myphdweightloss.com. My pictures will shock you. 864-644-1900.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I think Alex wants me to put on my flares, my Cuban heel boots. I never wore flares, except when I was 4. I was born in 70, okay? My mother bought me a pair of green elephant cord flares. I was 4 years old, okay? Forgive me, okay? What was I going to do, say no? I bet most of you don't even know what elephant cords are. They're really thick corduroys. They were green. Green. No child should have to do that. What's going to happen when they see that they're losing control and they need you to be afraid again. Are they going to unleash COVID-24? There's a TB outbreak, right? There's a TB outbreak, tuberculosis in Chicago because of, Eric, why could there suddenly be an outbreak of tuberculosis in America?
Maybe it's because we're importing a bunch of third world illegal aliens with like no hygiene or health standards.
You mean the ones that aren't given health checks when they cross the border in their millions?
Right. The ones that don't have to worry about vaccination mandates like Americans do.
That's so weird. Yeah. I think you're right. It is in the news. There is a measles and tuberculosis outbreak in Chicago amongst the illegals in the shelters. So are they going to use that or something else to scare you? Well, don't be scared. Be prepared. What happened under COVID? They tried to control you, force you to wear a mask, get vaccinated, and then ban you from taking drugs that actually protected you prophylactically, like hydroxy, which is what I took, or ivermectin. Oh, it's horse dewormer. No, it's an incredibly effective off-label drug that's been used for decades, as has hydroxy since the Vietnam War for our GIs. If you don't want to be a hostage next time to Big Pharma or be told what medicines you or your family can take, you've got to check out The Wellness Company. One of the truth tellers about COVID, Dr. Peter McCullough, has joined forces with this amazing team to provide you life-saving family medical kits, which include Z-Pak, ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, and antivirals. You get to choose how you protect your family in consultation with your doctor. You will never be a hostage to Big Pharma again. Check out their amazing selection, 4 different varieties of kit at twc.health/Gorka. That's The Wellness Company. So twc.health/GORKA. And once you're on the website, use my name again, Gorka, for an additional 10% off. The Wellness Company and their licensed doctors are medical professionals you can trust. That's twc.health/Gorka. See the site for all details. Prescriptions may be required. Okay, so you realize the paucity of political life when you see a 2-minute clip from a politician you've never heard of, from a country you've never been to, let alone ever possibly would go to. And in just a few seconds, he utterly and completely destroys the lying legacy establishment media. This is the head of state of the Republic of Guyana, who's being interviewed by a very famous BBC journalist who wants to interrogate him on, are you like doing oil exploration in your country? Are you using fossil fuels? How are you allowed to do that as the elected head of another nation? Let me lecture you as a white liberal journalist. And the way this politician deals with it is truly, utterly delicious. Cut 10.
Let's take a big picture look at what's going on here. Over the next decade, 2 decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure, but think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right?
Does that give you the right to lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration,
couple of
we'll
points.
Still be net zero. No, powerful words.
Mr. President.
I am not finished as yet. I am just not finished as yet. Because this is a hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you in the pockets? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment through the Industrial Revolution and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them? Are you
all
paid
right, to keep them?
He's about to surrender. Eric, was that cut too long? Was that 2 minutes long? Is that allowed on radio?
When it involves of mainstream media journalists getting just absolutely blown out, there's no such thing as too long.
Guy, I was watching you on the camera there. You were watching that interview very closely, and you cracked a smile there. Did you enjoy the Guyanese president there?
I think he just gave, the right answer. And also, the things... It's just choose, I think, sir.
It was just so well done. Let's give him full credit. That's the president of Guyana, Mohamed Irfan Ali. He's of Indian extraction. He's been the president since 2020. Oh, and by the way, just hold it to your horses, guys. He is a member of the People's Progressive Party. So that's a progressive destroying the BBC. Are you aware of the fact that we have a forest that is bigger than your country and that sucks up 19.4 gigatons of carbon every year and you don't even thank us for it, you neo-colonialist piece of scum? Oh, that's delicious. Can we have some Republicans who talk like that? I mean, outside of President Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor is liberating, as we speak, more than 1 million Americans from their daily pain. I'm one of them. I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free as of January, this January, 5 years after I started. That should be your story. You know it should, don't you? Call today, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433. You owe it to yourself to find out. Don't wait another nanosecond. 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The United States has made tremendous contributions ourselves, but it is imperative that Congress pass the supplementary budget request that President Biden has made. I know that Speaker Johnson committed to bring the supplemental to a vote swiftly. The message from Brussels is clear. That vote cannot happen soon enough.
The message from what has Brussels got to do with what Congress votes upon? Isn't that up to what Americans need and what Americans want? And that we need more money for Ukraine? Why? Because NATO says so? That is, of course, our chief diplomat, or rather our chief embarrassment, Antony Blinken. The next I want to play for you is from Joe Scarborough, allegedly once a Republican member of Congress. Eric, you had a funny take on this cut. I thought this was Joe being really sad, but you think it's all a put-up job? It's not real?
One of the big debates I frequently have with you and Jeff is whether or not these leftist morons in the media genuinely believe their delusions,
right,
or if they're putting on an act. Normally, I say they believe it. I really think they're all wrapped up in this big hot bubble. In this case, I think Scarborough is totally BSing and putting on a show here. Like this, he's not yelling and screaming. He's all, I'm talking soft and slow to show I'm super serious about this, guys. Like, it's all fake.
Oh, you just give me an image that will be hard to scrub out of my head. Joe Scarborough in a hot, big bubble. Dear, oh dear. Hopefully it's not like Barbarella. If you're of a certain age, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so what is he babbling about? RFK Jr. And it is a tad contrived because he's not foaming at the mouth. It's very slow talking into the microphone. Does he mean it, or does he just hate RFK? And how is he linking him to MLK? You will not believe it. Joe Scarborough the Clown, cut 8.
We showed that extraordinary clip of Bobby Kennedy. And here we are, 56 years later. A guy we both know, Bobby Kennedy Jr., running, you know, as basically cover for Donald Trump. It's not a coincidence that some of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s biggest contributors are Donald Trump's biggest contributors. So here we are all these years later, and just this twisted path has led us to where somebody named Kennedy is putting himself in a position to elect Donald Trump president, a guy whose life now is dedicated to reversing the work of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy.
The fact that they say that without even cracking a smile. I do love the bit in the middle where Mika goes, oof. Like she's so serious that her commentary is, oof. You do amuse me, Mika. We need him back. Fly the flag that tells the world that you are on Team America. I stand with 45, Trump 2024. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com with our Laken Riley t-shirt. Say her name. I wore it all the way back from Mar-a-Lago. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com and support the president at donaldjtrump.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.